In the last legal round regarding Warren Lee Hill Jr., the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied his petition. That denial vacated the February 19th ruling that granted a conditional stay of execution. This is now the third execution date set for Hill. But what isn't clear is why the state set the date when the Department of Corrections does not have in supply the execution drug, pentobarbital. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
I don't think we've ever encountered a situation like this before where they've set the date and then not had the drug available and then moved the date after the date was set. So somebody's going to move this date.
And that, says Pate, could be based on one of two actions.
Either it's going to be the Supreme Court having to issue another stay in the case, or the Department of Corrections and the Attorney General's office will recognize that they literally cannot carry out the execution without the required drug.
In an email to WABE, the Georgia Department of Corrections acknowledged they did not currently have pentobarbital in supply, but expected to have the drug by July 15th, Warren Lee Hill's scheduled execution date. When asked from where the drug was being procured, spokesperson Rashad Hollis replied, quote, "That is all the information I can release at this time," close quote. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, Georgia is one of seven states that have used a single drug method for executions, and Georgia is among many other states that are having problems buying pentobarbital. Many of the pharmaceutical companies that make the drug are overseas. Because those companies oppose the death penalty, they have been refusing to sell to U.S. prisons. But some states are turning to compounding pharmacies, which will put together a single dose of the lethal injection drug. But just this year, Governor Nathan Deal signed into law that the identity of a manufacturer or supplier of the lethal injection drug would be kept secret. Rose Scott, WABE News.